It's great to say that I'm joined now by Henry Blofeld. Hello, Henry.
Hello, my dear Irving.
Now, you're currently doing this wonderful tour with Peter Baxter, Memories of Test Match Special. Just tell us a bit more about it.
Well, we've been doing it for over a year now. We've done 60 or 70 shows, and we're actually in Edinburgh at the moment, playing for the first 20 days of the Edinburgh Festival. And it's a show. It's not cricket. It's comedy. There's no cricket in it at all. It's memories of all the great characters of Test Match Special, stories about the sort of John Arlott's, Brian Johnson, stories about the great and the good that have come to the box to see us, stories about Test Match Special on tour, and other broadcasting stories all with a background of cricket. But we don't talk about cricket players. We don't talk about cricket. We don't talk about matches. You know, there's nothing, none of that. It's very much people come along to our show and say, ladies come along and say, goodness, I didn't know anything about cricket and didn't think I was going to enjoy it and absolutely loved it. And they don't hear anything as such, per se, about the game of cricket. And it's all really, really good stories and great fun.
And it sounds from what you said there that it's going really well. How's the reception been?
It is going well. And we love doing it. I mean, Peter was my producer for 34 years, and I've been in the commentary seat for 42 years, one of the commentary seats. And so we have quite a lot of experience between us, and plenty to talk about, which is good.
So it's sort of going to come on that, as you say, you've known Peter, worked with him for many, many years. And you must have so many memories and stories. How do you sort of decide what comes in and what goes out?
We don't really. It's not a scripted show, really. We know what works now. We've been doing it long enough. But every show is a bit different. We hit upon, you know, we suddenly surprise ourselves and remember stories that we haven't talked about, thought about, perhaps ever. And so you never know quite what's coming next. We don't. And the audience obviously don't. But although in Edinburgh, each show is only an hour long, because no show in Edinburgh lasts more than an hour. And therefore, it's got to be a little bit more carefully disciplined. You mustn't go over. So we know what works, the stories that work, and we concentrate on them. So we don't have quite so much time to throw things around as we do when we normally do a show, you know, in two acts of an hour each.
And as I say, you've sort of known Peter a long time. You have this interesting rapport when you were working together. He was your boss and now he's not. So do you sort of get your own back a little bit on stage?
Oh, no, not at all. There's nothing that. We laugh and we look at each other and we are terrific friends, Peter and I. We have been for a very long time. And it's great fun to work with. We know each other very well, and we make each other laugh. We you know, and there's no question of getting back at one another in any way at all. I tick him off when he's, and you know, we pull each other's legs on stage, yes, but that's something else.
That's quite, no, I wasn't, certainly wasn't suggesting there was any sort of edge there at all. Now, how does sort of being on stage compare to sort of commentary? You mentioned it's a little bit sort of you don't know what's coming, and I suppose that in a way is a bit like sort of commentating and watching group, but how would you sort of compare the two?
Well, I mean, I think the first, I started on the stage in 2001. I've done about 1,000 one-man shows, so I've been at it now for quite a long time. I think once for the first half a dozen times you were on stage, you just realized the audience was in front of you rather than you couldn't see it. And I mean, I suppose there was a slight difference. But I mean, after, as I say, half a dozen performances, it came virtually speaking the same thing. I mean, as far as I'm concerned now, it's you know, one's entirely happy. It's you know, you know what you're going to do, and you do it. And if you've got people laughing in front of you, it's nice. And the other situation in the commentary box, you hope you've got people laughing at home. But I don't think it makes any real difference now. It perhaps did, as I say, initially, because it was slightly different. But I think, you know, after a while, it all becomes the same.